Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm your host and, yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are so ready and so pumped up right now for another show, another fantastic guest. How can I help my listeners? And I'm so, so happy to be able to be ready to speak to such an amazing guest right here from the Toronto area, the Ontario area anyway. Somebody local that is able, that is willing to share his dreams, his expertise, and all the good stuff. I can't wait to speak to our guest today. But before I bring him on, I just really wanted to take a couple of minutes of your precious time to thank people all over the world that are listening to us right now. People in South America, people in Australia, people in Europe. This show is worldwide, and we are so excited that we are here today sharing with all of you amazing stories, amazing dreams, and I guess today is not the exception. This show today is being supported and being sponsored by naturenova.ca, naturenova.ca. Also, this show is being sponsored by Alcohol Total Fitness right here from the Toronto area. And last but not least, this show is being sponsored by Maysay Photography. They are specialized in pregnancy photography. I'm so excited. So thank you so much, everyone, for being able to be here today. I know it's cold. The winter is here. The holidays are here. It looked like this time just flew by so quickly, and we're here at the end of the year. Don't forget, by the way, this is a radio show, so we will have some music. And obviously, we will be playing some songs right now from our guest, which is on the other line. I'm ready to bring him on. And today, we'll have some songs from his repertoire, which very accomplished fellow that we have on the other line. Well, I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care. I'm not going to be talking about politics today. We all know the results in the States, what happened there, and our prayers is with our friends in the States. Also, I want to mention again the gala, the Woman of Influence. My goodness, what a gala, what an event. Women from all over Canada and the States were celebrated, they were commemorated, and they were acknowledged for huge accomplishments, things that they do for the community and their business. It's just so encouraging to be able to hear, to see in the woman industry and business women's industry. So congratulations to all of the organizers. Congratulations to the event. Congratulations to, oh my goodness, the place was just phenomenal. So congratulations. And it was, as I said earlier, very, very breathtaking. Well, I think I will give you a little teaser right now from our guest and a little what's to come on the song, and I'll bring him on.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it. That's just a little teaser, because we will have the whole thing just after the interview. Today we have with us Aaron Little, and he is, as I mentioned earlier, right here from our area in Mississauga, Ontario. Aaron began to play the guitar at the age of 6. Talent started early in life. And his mother thought that he was actually watching too much TV. So he took him to a music school in the neighborhood and gave him a choice. Here, you play either guitar or the piano, and the rest is history. He attended Humber College with a Bachelor's of Music. He is a performer in jazz. And since he graduated in 2005, he has performed over 2,000 shows, and he has recorded 2 albums. And he has several appearances on television here in Canada, and a music video, and a national radio, and throughout Canada. So I am so pumped up. I am so happy to bring him in and to be able to play his song that we are so anxiously waiting. Yeah, so let's bring him on. Let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Aaron, and welcome to the Lindsay T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself, Miss Lizzie?
I am doing great. So how is the weather keeping you? I know we had such an awesome time. Even last week, you have to agree with me, it was just not the norm, not what we were supposed to expect in November. But today, yes, we're feeling it. And how are you keeping warm?
I'm staying inside. I basically haven't gone outside at all today. I've been practicing and writing and playing most of the day and just trying to avoid the outside altogether.
Well, lucky you. I'm part of a running clinic that runs on Mondays and Thursday, and there is no excuse. You got to go out no matter what. So I have to tell you, I was cold today. But once you start running, I think you warm up a little. And it still, I felt it in my face. It was not pleasant at the beginning. So let's get started, Aaron. And I'm wondering, you're local to us, and you are right in the Ontario area here in Canada. We have people mm-hmm. listening to us all over the world, and which is great, because, by the way, guys, if you are interested in calling us in, the number is 347-996-3926. 347, not 647, 347-996-3926. It is a call that you can give us and ask questions. Perhaps you know Aaron, you would like to comment, ask him when his show is, or advise. Perhaps you're in the music industry and you would like some expert advice from Aaron, you are welcome to call. If you don't feel comfortable to call us in, you can always comment on our social media, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio, or our Twitter, Lizzie T Show. And obviously, this will be linked on our webpage, Lizzie T Show. So let's get started, Aaron. You were 6 years old, and your mother looked at you, and I'm like, this is enough. You're watching too much TV. Here is, you got 2 choices, the guitar, the piano, and the rest is history. Like, why guitar and why music, and why or how was it that you discovered this is your passion? I want to be a musician. I want to sing. This is what is going to my life.
Well, first off, the amount of TV that my mother claims I watched, I think is highly debatable. I wouldn't necessarily take her word for me watching too much TV on that one. But anyway, it turned into a good story that got me to a good place. As for the guitar, that was something that once I got into it, you know, when you're 6 years old, quite honestly, you don't really know what it is that you want to do with it. You know, you're doing hockey, you're doing baseball, you're doing all these things because your parents put you into it. And it was sort of the one thing that really stuck with me after a while. I played a bit of hockey. I played a lot of baseball, but guitar was always something that, as it evolved, became sort of a part of my identity, to the point where people were, you know, giving me Christmas presents that were themed around, you know, oh, we got you a new guitar case, or we got you some new music, or we got you this other cool thing for it. So it started to really become a lot of who I was without me really consciously realizing it was something that was becoming who I was. And, you know, I think that's the only reason to really continue doing something like that when you're a musician is to, if you're making a decision to get into music, then you might not be doing the right thing. I've always found that if you naturally gravitate towards it and it's something that you have to do after a certain point, then you're probably going the right direction, because otherwise you're going to be deterred by it. You're going to be turned off by, you know, people telling you no, or not making enough money, or, you know, not being able to find a gig and things like that. Whereas if it's something you have to do, then you persevere and you find those opportunities.
And obviously you have a talent. I've watched some of your videos. I've listened to some of your songs. They're unbelievably good. And are you the one actually writing the music and composing, or you have somebody doing it for you?
I have actually done literally everything that is on that album. So the drums were sort of loops and programs, but with the exception of that, I played the pianos, the guitars, the mandolins, I sang everything. I wrote all the songs, all the lyrics. And the only person who helped me out at all is a friend of mine named Ed Krautner, who's a producer, but also an even better sound engineer and recording engineer. And we worked with him in the other band that I've been playing with for a long time, C-Spot Run. And he's worked with David Bowie and Sum 41 and all kinds of things. So when I was looking for a little bit of help actually mixing the album and doing a bit of a better job of finalizing the final sound, he was somebody I went to for help. But with the exception of that, I did everything on the album. I recorded, wrote, and played every note.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, because I noticed that some of the musicians are good at playing the instrument, singing the songs, but they have difficulty writing some of the songs. That doesn't come naturally, and it looks like that's not the case for you. So where do you get your inspiration, Aaron?
Life stories and just, you know, experiences that you go through as a person. I've taught songwriting to some people before, and I've always told them that one of the most important things about writing is that you have to grow up first. You know, when you're younger, it's much easier to write about all the really dramatic emotions and so on that you have, which is really great. But as you grow up and you actually go through experiences and, you know, love and loss and turmoil and, you know, strife and all those kind of things, they really help you and inspire you to find ways to write. And as you interact with people on a regular basis and just continue to have more friends and family and so on, then that tends to inspire you as well. And you find tidbits of things to write about in places that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
So you're working on another solo right now. You have a couple of albums. That must be a huge accomplishment. You probably really are part of yourself and family members and friends. They are probably all patting you in the back and saying, wow, where do you go?
Oh, God, I hope
you know,
so.
You, I am so sure you. I'm so sure they are. I mean, obviously, it takes a lot. I mean, it's not simple. People that look from the outside, Aaron, and they see all the success in your life and they say, wow, that must have become easy. You can probably write a book and say, no, this was a lot of work. What would you say that was one of the hardest things is with your musical career? It wasn't all roses, obviously. So what would you say that is one of the hardest things in your music career?
Quite honestly, the music side of things is the easiest part. Sitting down and writing music, recording music, playing music, doing gigs, all that kind of stuff is really quite easy and straightforward. The hard part is your personal life, you know, keeping relationships and keeping people close to you that understand that the life that you chose is difficult from a variety of reasons. It's not your typical job, doesn't have typical income, and you know, you're not home a lot on weekends, and you know, it becomes very difficult to explain that to people after a while, after you've missed, you know, the 15th family wedding. And they go, oh, geez, how come we have to take this weekend off again? Well, it's not a matter of taking weekends off or picking and choosing. This is when I have to work. And, you know, the only way that I keep continuing to work is by continuing to do this. And that's actually the hardest part about being a musician. And a lot of people don't figure that out until they're a little bit too far into it. And typically they, you know, a lot of artists get with other artists because they tend to understand that a little bit more. They listen and understand that, okay, you're constantly living with maybe a little bit less in the bank account than you'd like. And you know, you're putting in a lot of late hours into the evening, into 4 in the morning, and you can't necessarily explain why. You know, it's all those kind of things that end up being the hardest part.
But this is where it comes to being a true musician, a true artist. You are going to pick your battles, and this is what you're going to be choosing. Unfortunately, miss that family reunion or that wedding, because this is what you have. You're very focused, I can tell. I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to be succeeding no matter what the cost. And obviously, families are going to have to be understanding, because you have a goal in mind, and you want to succeed at that. Now, you were able – go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and you know, I'm very thankful to have family that is very understanding of that. You know, getting up and going on tours, and you know, I've been away anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks or 8 weeks at a time, and you know, not being home for that length of time and not seeing people and so on, not being able to participate, you know, it makes for some really great memories when you're on the road, especially when you've got a band that you're touring with. But you know, when you come home and hear about all the things that you missed, it's sort of that trade-off, you know, and I think that's the part that really wears on some people. I've known some people that got into the business and they got out of the business just because of that. Nothing else. They loved playing. They didn't even mind the financial side of it. It was just the memories that they were missing, either because, you know, they got married, they had kids. You know, unfortunately, I've known people where their mother died while they were on tour and they weren't able to get home right away and things like that. It was tough. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have to deal with that. I'm sure professional athletes and various other things are very similar in nature.
And yes, get into the happier side of being Aaron's Little and being being on
the
stage. And let's get in the happy side. I noticed on your bio that you were able to share the stage with Bon Jovi, Lady Peace, and all other huge artists. How did that felt? Like, how was that for you to be able to go through and play with such amazing artists?
They're really fun shows. I mean, having that on your resume is obviously a really great thing, because then you kind of walk around the rest of your life going, hey, open for Bon Jovi. But, I mean, that show, as much fun as it was to do, the smaller shows are the ones that are a lot more fun, because you can interact with people a little bit more. Like, I've done shows anywhere from typically, you know, 200 or 300 people to 1,500 people, and those are the ones that I really enjoy doing, because you can stand on stage or stand right at the front of the stage and interact with somebody who's almost right there. Whereas all those bigger shows, while they're fun to do and the people that you play with and all those kind of things, and there's that, obviously, that sort of surreal moment of like, wow, I'm actually doing this. I'm playing a show with this person. For the most part, your audience is so far away. The stage is so big. The band is so far away from you, even. It becomes a really difficult thing to interact with anybody, and that's really the part about doing a show that I like the most, is, you know, being able to interact with somebody who's, you know, 5 or 6 feet or 15 feet in front of me, not 40 feet out, and there's bouncers and cages and other things sort of in between me and them, and so, you know, they're really, really great experiences. I don't deny that at all. I think my favorite out of all of them is still Stone Temple Pilots. We had played a bunch of shows before, and we were dressed all in black, and we had these black backdrops. And so for that show, we decided, you know, we're going to dress all in white, because it was a 20,000-person show again, and we wanted to make sure that we stuck out on stage. So we wore all white, and apparently that made an impression, because halfway through the show, apparently all the crew had said, hey, look at all these guys coming up on stage dressed in white. They look really cool. So halfway through the show, we look over and the whole band of Stone Temple Pilots was standing side stage watching us play. And
wow.
I think was one of the best compliments that we've ever gotten. It's just, you know, not even a word was spoken. They're just still standing and admiring and watching your show. It makes you feel like $1 million.
Wow, that must be feel awesome. This is great. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. Everyone, we are broadcasting live today. It is November the 21st, and it is a regular time, and we are so happy to be able to support our artist right here from Canada, Aaron Little, which is an amazing artist. He has a great story, sharing so much with us. If you're interested in calling us in and perhaps speaking to Aaron, do so. Take advantage. You might have that one question that you probably are looking for because you are starting in the business career. And yes, the number is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Or our social media is open, Facebook.com/LCT Radio. There is a radio button right now, and you can listen to us live, or you can put your comments on the link below, and I love to read it or comment or even say to Aaron what your thoughts are all about. Obviously, if you are also on Twitter, we are tweeting that Lizzie Radio. I will break for a couple of words of my sponsor, and I will be right back with Aaron Little.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show.
And we're back. We're back. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are so pumped up and so happy to be able to. And by the way, guys, when I say making it, I'm not just talking about the money, and I'm not talking about all the financial gain. What I'm talking about is this person, all you artists are really, really working really hard to be able to be where you want to be. And this is the reward, to be able to share all the love that you have put in throughout the years and all the work. There's a lot of work. And here we are after so many years of work or so much, and you're able to share your CD. And then it's not necessarily for musicians. I'm talking about writers. I'm talking about coaches. I'm talking about all the people that are working really hard to be able to be where they need to be in their life. And this is really what I call being accomplished and being successful. And I'm hoping you're getting that. So, Aaron, what do you think about my statement? Because a lot of people think that success is money, financial gain, houses, material thing. What is your definition of success?
For me, I've always thought that success, I mean, it depends on what your motivations are, I guess. But in my case, my motivation and my idea of success was always to be able to make music every day. That your only priority that you really have outside of your personal stuff is to get up and that you can write, you can play, you can practice, you can, you know, you're an accomplished musician who gets paid to play and to make music. Like right now, for example, I guess about a month ago now, we were able to trade for a violin. And so I'm currently sitting in my basement trying to apply things that I know from playing mandolin to trying to learn how to play violin. And it's not a waste of time. You know, it's something that I look at as being a valuable skill that I can take into being able to make music and play music and perform music as something that maybe down the line I can include playing violin and mandolin into my show a little bit more. And so this is the kind of thing that to me says that you succeeded, that you have that ability, that you have that freedom, you have that drive and that love, and don't have to feel bad about it. You know, you don't have to go and, you know, work another 9-to-5 job somewhere just for the sake of taking a paycheck doing something you hate doing to necessarily support the thing that you love doing. And that to me is the idea of success. Dave Grohl, to me, he's got a perfect life. He can do whatever he wants. He can have fun doing it, and he can make music every single day. He can walk in the studio. He doesn't have to go in that day, but then he can go make music with somebody else. I mean, the guy gets up and plays jams with Led Zeppelin. I mean, like, that's not something that everybody gets to do. Imagine having that ability. That, to me, financial aside, that to me is success. You get to go up and jam with Jimmy Page.
I agree with you, and I think that deserves a big applause, because that's really what I'm talking about, everyone. It's not just the money, and I know I've said that many times in the show, and I get some criticism, and I accept that, and I take that with grain of salt, because I've known a lot of people that are swimming in money and they're not happy. So if you're doing what you love to do, what you're meant to, the most important part, everyone, what are you meant to do? Are you meant to be a musician? And I trust me, you will be the best singer, the best musician you will give at all to your public. And I love when you say that, Aaron, that you're able to connect when you have a show with small of audience, you're able to connect with them. And I can tell that by your voice, that when you have a small audience, you're able to sing to them personally. That lady that is in front of you, that fellow that is in front of you, you're able to talk to them through your music. And you can't do that with bigger audience, obviously. So that is a true passion of what you're doing. Love it. Love it. For somebody that is listening to us right now, and they're probably thinking, wow, look at Aaron doing so well and doing second and the second LP and recording and doing shows and doing over 2,000 shows. How can I be there? How can I get there? Love to hear what would be your word of advice for people that are listening to us all over the world, and to share your expertise with my audience.
The one thing I would say that people have to do in order to be able to get to that point is just to persevere, I guess is the word. Really, you have to, first off, you have to be very proficient at what it is that you do. So, you know, for the most part, if you think that just looking the part or acting the part, being the part that way is important, okay, yeah, it is. Looking good and, you know, not, you know, making yourself known, making yourself presentable, making yourself stick out from the average schlub that walks into the club. And I'll give you an example. If I go to the Horseshoe and play a show, or even just to see a show, there'll be five bands there that night, and maybe one of them will dress up. And by dress up, I mean just not showing up in jeans and a t-shirt. And that in and of itself makes a big difference, because automatically you walk out on stage and you start to stick out to people as somebody who actually cares about what they do. It's not about how thin you are. It's about how you present yourself. And the next thing would then obviously be, how proficient are you at playing? You know, if you're a band that, you know, you've only been doing this for a couple of years, but you haven't really honed your tunes, you haven't really worked with songwriters, you haven't really gone to workshops or talked to other songwriters and other musicians about how to create a better song and so on, then it's pretty hard to do that from scratch. You know, that's something that you learn over a lot of years. And so there, you know, I don't want to deter anybody from going out and trying to get their first gig. Absolutely. Go out and play as much as you can. But you, at a certain point, really have to sit down and listen to what it is that you're doing and going, okay, who am I competing with? What band do I want to be on the same level as? What do I need to sound like to get to that point? And what level of performance do I need to do that with? So, you know, if you're trying to compete with Maroon 5, then there's a certain sound that Maroon 5 has, and do you have that live just with your guitar, bass, and drums? And can you sing like Adam Levine or something even close within that range? If not, then are you really going to compete with them? You know, and this is something that a lot of bands don't do. So I would say that, you know, just even that little bit of reflection as a musician, as a band, and really thinking about what you're willing to sacrifice to put into it, how much time you're actually willing to invest in bettering yourselves, bettering your performance, bettering your interaction with your fans. You know, too often the interaction part of it, people leave to just simply being Facebook and Twitter and social media. But the most important interaction that you can see from bands that have been around for 20, 25 years is that they've got fans that met them 20 years ago and still want to come out and see a show now, because they like them as people, because they were approachable, because they came out and said hello or took a picture or gave them a hug and those kind of things. And that seems to be the one thing that resonates with people. You're an older heritage band, as we call them, your Styx, your Honeymoon Suite, your even bands like Big Sugar right now, and that's not talking down to them and saying that they're old. I'm just saying that they've been around the block for a little while. And those kind of bands, they need to interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have that interaction, then people want to come back and see them all those many years later. And that fan base is what allows you to have a successful career. So looking the part, you know, practice and work and really hone your skills, your songwriting, your performance, and then really interacting with your fans. And those three things, I would say, are the most important parts about developing a career. And, you know, after that, it's just simply the persistence. And if you didn't have that, you probably wouldn't be getting into those next three steps.
I love it. It actually is 3 to 4 P's, the 3 P's. And I don't know if you realize you did that. The P for perseverance, to be presentable, to be professional, the P for being professional, and to know basically what you're talking about. Love it. And
I actually had no idea I did that, so I'm going to write that down after this interview so I can use that some other way.
Absolutely. Have your 3 P's.
Yeah.
Perseverance, presentable,
really,
and professional. This is recorded anyways, so not to worry. You'll be able to listen to yourself and get those ones down. If you are just tuning in, everyone, we're having a ball here with Aaron Littrow, and he is such a pleasure to have on the show. You will be able to interact if you would like. Please do so. You know how I love interaction. There is no excuse. You're not out today. Even if you are, you can listen to this on your tablet or on your phone. But if you would like to call us in, ask questions, comment, even say hello, even ask when is the next show, which I will be asking that next. The number is 347-996-3926, 347-996-3920. Social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. There is a radio button right now, and you can listen to us live, and or you can leave a comment. Also, Twitter, we just Twitter right now, that Lizzie T Show. We are live now, and I just tweeted for Aaron. So make sure you interact, everyone. Make sure you interact. I will be right back after another word from my sponsor.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
That is just a little teaser, everyone. Don't worry, I will be playing that song. It's actually one of my favorites. I did a nice repertoire on social media and on YouTube, but this is the one that I like the most. Nobody to talk. And I want to ask you, Aaron, what got you the inspiration? Love the video, by the way. Was it done here in Canada? How did you guys put it together? I think it was a very well done job.
That video, first off, a lot of what I do is all DIY, and that video I did myself, and it took me about 50 hours or something to put together. And I actually got a lot of the footage through common law news share stuff, but a lot of it was actually me walking around with my phone in Toronto and actually taking video of people walking out in front of cars and playing Pokemon Go in parks and all kinds of other things. So like, I just happened to, at the same time while I was working on doing that video, Pokemon Go was huge. So it didn't take anything more than me actually just walking out in public with my phone or a camera in hand and just taking video of people walking by and you know, very, very strangely not paying attention to the cars that are whizzing by their faces at certain times. The song was inspired because I was driving to Montreal for a gig one time, and I remember thinking to myself while I'm looking at all these cars go by about when I was a kid, and when I was traveling around as a kid with my parents, my dad always had music playing. And that, to me, was one of the best parts about doing these road trips. We'd be going up north to see my grandparents or something and be a three-hour trip, and we'd listen to a lot of Beach Boys or Elton John, a lot of classic stuff like Mamas and the Papas and Beatles and things like that. And that tend to have a big influence as to what I saw doing on road trips all the time. And, you know, as I got older, got a Walkman, got a CD player after that, and would be just listening to albums over and over and over again while I was traveling. And when I look now, I notice that I don't see that anymore. You know, I look at kids in cars and they're playing on their parents' phones or their own phone or tablet, or they've got some sort of video game or something going on with them in cars. And I keep thinking we're kind of missing out on a learning experience, on an opportunity, on something that these kids could really benefit from. A lot of the inspiration that I pull things from was all stuff that I heard when I was a kid. So it was sort of a little bit distressing for me to see a lot of this, and, you know, to stop at some of the coffee shops along the way to Montreal and see that they're standing in line and they can't do anything but just stand in line or talk to each other. They have to be checking Facebook. They have to be checking other things. So it's stuff like that really inspired me to write the song, because I was just frustrated with that lack of interaction between each other. And I find myself doing it sometimes too. I'm not saying I'm innocent, but, you know, if I'm in a group of two or three friends and I look up and I've been checking messages on my phone or whatever, and I notice we're all looking at our phone at the same time, I kind of go out of my way to now put my phone down and put it back in my pocket and go, enough of this. You know, this is having a bit too much control over what it is that I'm doing on such a daily basis.
It's so true, and I'm so glad that you brought this song to our attention. There was another reason that I love the song, not only just the melody, but the message. And it's so true. When my kids and I and our family goes through a family trip, I make sure that the phones is out so they can actually look outside the window and see the country, see the cows, see the horses, see the scenery. And yeah. It is so difficult for them to be able to put the phones away, or, you know, the games or whatever it is, because they're so used to it. When we are at a table, the phones are out as well. And again, I'm just as guilty, just like you said, I'm just as guilty. But there has got to be an interaction. And I keep telling them, I didn't have phones when you were growing up. So we actually had to look at each other's eyes. We actually had to talk and ask questions, not just send a text to your sister while she's in the room. So those things are part of the society that we are, it's being part of us now, but there is remedies, there is boundaries, and then there is things that you could do, because we're still human beings. We still need that touch. We still need to look at each other's eyes, and that it should never go away. And I'm glad that
I'm a big daydreamer. And I found that was a big part of what inspired me as I was growing up, is just that those long drives where you had, you know, there are certain drives that we did all the time. And I actually got to memorizing a lot of the route, like to the point where I'd almost recognize certain horses and cows and other animals that you'd see in certain farms while you're driving places. And I found that while that ability for me to kind of drift off and daydream and go into thought and live in my own head was sort of something of necessity when I was younger, that I actually enjoy it now. It's a big part of what helps me to create, to be creative, to come up with things. Like I like doing stuff around the house too, and I like to build things from scratch. And my dad's a tradesman, so that's sort of something I got from him. But I've really found that ability to, whether you're building a song from scratch, or you're hearing lyrics, you're hearing a melody, or whether you're conceiving of how you're going to build a shelf, you know, all those things I find really have a lot to do with how you can sort of conceive and build things in your own head. And I find if people don't spend enough time in that kind of space and that kind of introspective thing, that they lose that they rely too much on external inspiration or external things to help them do that. And it becomes such a loss. It becomes such a loss for people on a daily basis, I find.
And you are from a younger generation. I'm glad you're still thinking the way I was brought up. So not that I'm aging myself here, but yes.
You're described, what, 26?
Thank you. I love you. You are listening to the Lizzie Teeth Radio Show right now. We still have a couple of minutes, everyone. Please, please, you know how I know I love interaction. 799-63926. You guys are being lazy today. We should have 6 callers by now. The Facebook is Facebook.com/LizzieTradio. We are tweeting as well. So make sure that you interact. And before we run out of time, I don't want to forget the theme of this show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. So there we have almost covered all of those questions. I want to make sure that I do not forget. Where can people reach you, Aaron?
People can reach me at my website, which is aaronlittlemusic.com. That's A-A-R-O-N, littlemusic.com. You can also get me at littleaaronmusic on Twitter, aaronlittlemusic on Facebook. Basically the same sort of moniker all over the place. I tried to keep it simple for everybody, so it keeps it really easy that way. I'm not big on Instagram and things like that. I haven't quite gotten into that yet, so you can't really find me there. But the big ones are the website, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you want to send me an email, if you want to send a request, you want to send anything like that, I answer all my messages myself. I've always found that's a really big part of the promotion is interacting with people. So if you ever want to hear a certain song from me, you know, I'm in the process right now of recording some videos of other covers that I'd like to be able to put up on YouTube shortly. So if you have something that you want to hear me play, then by all means, send me a message and say, hey, I'd love to hear you play the song, and I'll do my best to learn it for you.
Fantastic. And we will have the links also on Facebook.com/LizzieTradio with YouTube as well. So last question, anything new? What are the big goals for the future? What are you planning on? I know you're working on a solo. I know you're doing some tours, but what is new?
What is new? New is what I'm trying to do with my stage show. I'm trying to find a way of blending, as ridiculous as this may sound to the old school musician, I'm trying to find a way that I can blend the typical live show with what DJs are doing with a video / light show. And I think that that's going to be sort of the new way for things to go for bands going forward, is that they have to have something visual that grabs people, because most of the clubs that you play in, you show up, you deal with the same sound guys and the same lighting guys. It's a very flat, very monotone type of thing to watch. You know, even if you've got 3 really energetic and invigorating guys on stage, from 100 feet out, you're not really drawing people into the club. So I want to try and involve something like that in my stage show. And then the next thing is just, you know, do as many shows as I can, do some more YouTube videos, like put up a new lyric video for one of my songs in the near future, and just, you know, keep writing, which I've already started doing. I've been taking some time lately, now that things have wound down a little bit, to just sit down and start writing again and coming up with some new songs. So hopefully I can sort of preview those for people along the way.
Fantastic. And I noticed that too, Aaron, that shows are not just about music now. There is a lot of video. There is a lot of lights. There's a lot of interaction with technology. I don't know if it's a good thing, because it could take away from the true musician, from the true song, because people are focusing more on the video content than the music side. But I guess if you use it properly, if you work it properly, if you know what you're doing, some of them, it could actually be a pretty amazing show. And good for you that you're not staying stagnant. You're looking for different things to enhance your music, to enhance your performance, and that takes a lot of courage to start something new, and you definitely do, and I can tell you a go-getter. Aaron, I want to thank you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't worry too much about the stagnant, you know, bands starting to rely on that stuff more. I just wanted to say that I think what you're going to find is that if people go out to see a band, then they're going to go out there because they enjoy the music and they enjoy the people too. It's just having a visualization similar to what it is that they're used to, having YouTube and television the way that they do. I think that would accentuate the show. And I think that that's something that we used to do. You know, when you used to in the clubs have the smoke machines and lasers and things like that, that used to be sort of a standard through the 80s and the early 90s. And now you don't have that anymore. And I think that, you know, by adding newer technology into things is a better way to go, because people just, they used to be entertained and now they're not. and the bands are really good and the people are really good, but there's only so much that can do. And if you blend the two, then I think it's going to help. I think having just one or the other, I think you get what you have now, which is a lot of people that are really enthused about a band, but they would rather just buy the iTunes and move on. They don't want to go to the show. I think if you had just a really good video and lighting show and not a great band, then I think people would just get bored of that too. So I wouldn't worry too much about one taking away from the other. I still really believe that you have to have a very good band and very good music in order to be able to keep people's attention, that just adding lights and video isn't going to draw them in. It's just that extra perk.
I guess so. You are in the industry. You are the expert. You know what you're talking about. And you're absolutely right. People are going to see who they love to see, no matter what's playing, no matter what's going on, because I want to get the whole experience, the video and the music. And you're absolutely right, Till. So thank you for cleaning that one out for me.
No problem. We
are definitely running out of time. I need to play his song. And it's been an honor and such a great, great experience having you here at the Lizzy T Radio Show. Love to have you back to interact some more and perhaps get some callers asking questions. And all the success, you're doing amazing. Continue to do so, because I can tell your career is just bright as the sunlight. So thank you so much for being here at the Lizzy T Radio Show, Aaron.
Thank you very much for having me on. Get back to me anytime. I'd be happy to join you. And if you have any more questions, just send them my way, and then I'd be happy to answer. Maybe you can share them on a future show.
Absolutely. And here it is, everyone. Aaron Little with the song Nobody Talked To.
Control. You pretend it's not a drug, but it's got a finger on your soul. Social evolution and social suicide. You wish you could escape it, but there's nowhere to hide. Is that her trying to reach you? Oh God, you need to know. Did she send you a message? Oh wait, it's something back to some stupid show. Why do I feel so alone?
Open up your eyes, take a look at where you stand. All the forget dance now, get brighter. With all the love, the light gets lighter. Come along, you're on back for Christmas. It's Christmas.
Previous, we had Christea's Christmas song for the holiday season. We are just at the end of it. If you would like to submit your MP3, send us at radio@lizt.ca. Radio@lizt.ca. And we are coming to the end of the show. And we'll see you back tomorrow with another amazing guest. And that's a fantastic show. I'm your host and the producer of the Liz T Radio Show. Bye-bye for now.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head. You can break, but you don't bend. You don't have to hide from me.
North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, what?